For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following story came from the Houston Chronicle. It inspired me to write a letter, which is in today's Houston Chronicle. But basically, it's a story that happened in my town, that happens in your town, that happens in too many towns in America. A young man, 16 years old, was gunned down over a squabble over some portion of drugs. Tara Dooley and Michael Hardy brought us teen killed in shooting laid to rest. Jonathan Finkelman was surrounded by family and friends, just as he was in life. Hundreds attended his funeral, many of them teenagers, exchanging smileless greetings, silent embraces, and tears. They spilled out from beneath a green tent at Beth Yeshurun's synagogue cemetery, where his parents and brothers sat in the front row. Before them, Finkelman lay enclosed in a plain pine coffin adorned with a Star of David. He was 16. They gathered to mark Finkelman's death from a gunshot in an incident that police described as a drug deal gone bad. Joshua, brother of the deceased, is quoted as saying of Jonathan, quote, "Uninhibited, unconventionally brave, fearless, and receptive. It's a terrible thing to realize that perhaps it was the very same characteristics that made him so wonderful, so unique, so utterly special in life, that may have also made him much too susceptible for death. I want to thank the reporters for such fine coverage. Here's my letter to the editor. I monitor the news about the drug war on a daily basis. I've become somewhat jaded to the ever-escalating number of arrests and killings, but Tara Dooley and Michael Hardy's story on Friday, teen killed in shooting laid to rest, tugged at my heart. Perhaps it hurts more because it's local or because Mr. Finkelstein was only 16 years old, but no matter the details, it hurts every time one of our children is laid to rest because of drug prohibition. Perhaps someday we'll stop arresting 1.6 million nonviolent, mostly young Americans each year for baggies of flowers or plant extract found in their pocket. Maybe someday we'll find better uses for the $50 billion we invest each year fighting, encouraging the $500 billion black market in drugs. Hopefully someday we'll focus our efforts on destroying the Latin cartels and eliminating the reasons for which most violent street gangs exist. Until we regulate these drugs, there will be an increasing number of needless deaths of beautiful children like Jonathan. Our politicians, law enforcement, and health officials cannot defend the policy of drug prohibition in an open public venue. What is the benefit of drug war? How long must we wait for reason, compassion, and intelligence from our elected officials? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.